Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Gershon Bertman. Meseches Sukkah has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Noach Stengel. Le'iloi Nishmas, Feivel Yosef ben Chaim Leib, and Yehuda Zev ben Feivel Yosef.
We mentioned before the braisa that the Gemara brings that ben mevorech le'ovi ve'eved mevorech le'raboi ve'isha mevoreches le'baylo. And the Gemara says, Tovei me'er le'odom she'ishta yubono mevorechin lo'i. The Gemara in Brachas wants to prove from this braisa that noshim are chayav bebirkas hamazin midoraisa, since it says in the braisa that meikar adin a woman could be moitzi her husband idei chayva in birkas hamazin. The Gemara says that there's no raya from this braisa, since we could explain that the braisa is talking about one who did not eat kedei svia, and therefore he is not chayav bebirkas hamazin minatayra. Only midarabanan, and therefore the woman which is chayav bebirkas hamazon midarabanan could be moitzi a person who is also chayav bebirkas hamazon midarabanan. This is the Gemara in Brachas Daf Chaf Amud Beis. Tosfos in Megillah and Daf Yutes Amud Beis, Dibur Matchil v'Rabbi Yehuda asks if the halacha is that a woman who is chayv midarabanan could be moitzi a man which is also chayv midarabanan, why do we say that a katan cannot be moitzi a gadol in a halel? In our Mishnah it says that a katan cannot be moitzi a gadol with the halel, and therefore he has to repeat all the words himself. And asks Taisvis, since the achiyuv of halel is only a chiyuv derabanan, and the Gemara Brachas taught us that when the chiyuv is only derabanan, even someone who's mechuyev midirabanan could be moitzi the person who is chayev only midirabanan, and that was the reason why a woman was able to be moitzi her husband since he's only mechuyev midirabanan. Therefore, asks Taisvis, why can't a katan be moitzi a gadol in a halal, since they are both chayev midirabanan, because even the gadol is only chayev midirabanan, because the chiyuv of halal is not a chiyuv midirayraisa. Tosfos answers that there is a difference. In the case of a woman which is moitzi her husband in Birkas HaMazon, both of them are considered chad derabonon. The husband is chayav miderabonon bebirkas HaMazon since he did not eat kedei svia, and the woman is chayav miderabonon since she does not have a chiyuv altogether in Birkas HaMazon min hatoira only miderabonon. But in the case of a halel, it is true that the gadol is chayiv in a halal only midirabanan, but he is considered chad derabanan, and the katan is considered tre derabanan, because the katan, his chiyuv in halal is a double derabanan. First of all, he's a katan, so all the mitzvahs by him are only a chiyuv midirabanan, and secondly, the chiyuv of halal generally is only a din derabanan, so therefore this katan has a lighter chiyuv than his father or than the gadol that he wants to be moitzi, because his chiyuv is trei derabanan, and the gadol has a chiyuv of chad derabanan, and says Tosfos loy osi trei derabanan umapik chad derabanan. Someone who has two derabanans in his chiyuv cannot be moitzi someone who has one derabanan, because the fact that his chiyuv is based on two derabanans makes his chiyuv weaker than the chiyuv of the person who is chayov chad derabonon only. Tosfos adds over there that this is also the reason why a katan cannot be moitzi a gadol in Kriyas HaMegillah, even though Kriyas HaMegillah is only a chiyuv derabonon. Since the gadol is chayov only chad derabonon, his chiyuv is based on one chiyuv derabonon, and the katan is considered a trei derabonon, his chiyuv is based on two derabonons combined together, since generally all the chiyuvim of the mitzvahs by him are only midarabanan, and specifically this mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah is for everybody a chiyuv, only a chiyuv derabanan. So since his chiyuv is based on a combination of two derabanans, he cannot be moitzi someone who has a chiyuv of only one derabanan. And says Tosfos, the case of the Birkas HaMazon in the braisa that teaches us that a katan could be moitzi his father in Birkas HaMazon, even though the katan is chayv only midirabonon. So as the Gemara explained, we are talking about a case where the father ate less than a kedei svia, and therefore he is not chayv mi de oiraisa bi Birkas HaMazon. And says Tosfos, we have to add and to say that that case is talking about a katan which did eat kedei svia. The katan in that case did eat the amount of food, amount of bread which is required to have a chiyuv midiraisa. So therefore, this katan is considered only chad derabanan, because the only reason why he's chayv midirabanan is because he's a katan, not a gadol. But regarding the shiur and the amount that he is supposed to eat, he ate enough bread in order to have a chiyuv midiraisa. He's not chayv midiraisa because he is a katan. But says Tosis, if he would only eat less than a kedei svia like his father, and they would both eat less than a kedei svia, in that case a katan cannot be moitzi yedei chayva his father, since the katan is trei derabanan, he has a chiyuv derabanan because he's a katan, and also he ate less than the shear which is required for birkas hamazon deraisa, and the father is only chad derabanan, and trei derabanan cannot be moitzi chad derabanan. The Ran in Megillah Daf Vav Amud Beis also asks Tosfos's kasha: why can't a katan be moitzi b'Megillah Gadol, since the chiyuv of a Gadol is only midirabanan? And the Ran suggests in the name of the Rabban a different teret, and he says that the truth of the matter is that a katan is not chayiv b'Megillah even midirabanan. The chiyuv of chinuch by a katan, the Chazal required the katan to read the Megillah midin chinuch, is not a chiyuv on the katan himself. That chiyuv is only a chiyuv on his father, but the katan himself does not have any chiyuv to do any mitzvah. The whole chiyuv of chinuch is only on the father. Therefore, says the Ramban, that the katan cannot be moitzi the gadol, not because of the svara of trei derabanan. There's no difference between trei derabanan and chad derabanan. But in the case of Megillah, the katan does not even have a chad derabanan. He is not chayev at all in reading the Megillah. Only his father has a chiyuv to teach him and to be mechanech him to read the Megillah. But that chiyuv is not on the katan himself, and therefore he cannot be moitzi a gadol. Obviously, Tosfos that did not say this teretz. Tosfos holds that the chiyuv of chinuch is on the katan himself, not on his father. There's a chiyuv on the katan himself, midirabanan, to do all the mitzvahs midin chinuch. Therefore, Tosfos had to come to the other teretz, that the reason why he cannot be moitzi his father or any gadol is because he is a trei derabanan, and the gadol is chad derabanan. So it seems like there is a machloikas between Tosfos and the Ramban to whether the chiyuv of chinuch, this halacha that a katan is chayiv midirabanan in all the mitzvahs midin chinuch, is that a chiyuv on the katan himself? Or maybe this is a chiyuv on the father and not on the katan. Tosfos holds that the chiyuv is on the katan himself. The katan has a chiyuv midirabanan to do all the mitzvahs when he comes to the age of chinuch. And the Ramban holds that the chiyuv is not on the katan himself. Only the father is mechuyav to be mechanech his child in those mitzvahs, but the katan himself doesn't have any chiyuv whatsoever. This you saw that the Ran says in the name of the Ramban, that the chiyuv chinuch b'katan is not a chiyuv on the katan himself, it is a chiyuv on the father. The father is mitzuveh to be mechanech his son in all the mitzvahs. This you saw is already found in Rashi in Brachos, Daf Memches Amud Aleph, Dibur Ramatchil Ad Sheyoichal. Rashi says, Katan sheigi al chinuch ha'hu afilu mederabanan lo michayev de'alei de'avuho hu derami lechinuchei. The chiyuv of chinuch is not on the katan himself, and he's not chayev in the mitzvahs even mederabanan. The chiyuv of chinuch is on the father himself. Now the Ran himself in Megillah, when he brings the Ramban, he says that there is a big kasha on the Ramban. If the Ramban holds that the katan is not chayev mederabanan at all, and the whole chiyuv chinuch is only on the father, how could the Mishnah in Brachos tell us that Ben Mevarech Le'aviv, a son, could say a Birkas Hamazon and be moitzi his father? And the Gemara explained over there that the reason why he could be moitzi his father is because the father ate Pachos Mikedei Svia and he does not have a Chiyuv in Birkas Hamazon Mide'eraisa. Asks the Ran, according to the Ramban, that does not help, because even if their father has a Chiyuv Mide'erabanan, the son, since he is a katan, doesn't have a chiyuv at all. The Ramban explained that the katan does not have a chiyuv at all, and the chiyuv chinuch is on the father and not on the katan. And therefore, Why? How could the bain be mevarach le'aviv? He does not have a chiyuv in birkas hamazon even midarabanan. And even if the father ate pachas mikedes viyo, he shouldn't be able to be moitzi him. The Ran says that according to the Ramban, we have to say that Mishnah that says ben mevarach le'aviv is talking about a ben gadol, not about a ben koton. The Mishnah is talking about a ben gadol, but the truth is that a ben koton won't be able to say the Brikas HaMozoin for to be moitzi his father, because he does not have any chiyuv to say Brikas HaMozoin, not even a chiyuv in the Rabbonon. The Maisel LaHalacha, the Shulchan Aruch in Oyer HaChaim, Simen Kuf Pei Vav, Seif Beis writes, Koton chayv mid Rabbonon, the Shulchan Aruch is talking about Brikas HaMozoin, chayv mid Rabbonon kedil chanchoin, v'ahi debein mevorech le'oviv kesheloi ochal ho'av kedei svi'o. The bain, which is mevarach la'aviv, is talking about a case k'sheloi ochal ha'av kedei svi'o, she'einoi chayov elo midirabonon, and since the father did not eat kedei svi'o, he is not chayov elo midirabonon, and therefore the cotton could be moitzi him. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Cotton Zayin, ve'im gam ha'bein lo yochal kedei svi'o, dehavei etzlo itrei derabonon, im moitzi la'aviv yesh deyos ben ha'poiskim v'yesh le'achmir. The Mishnah Berurah is saying that there are opinions in the poiskim whether a cotton which is a trei derabonon, since he also ate pachas mikedes viyo, could he be moitzi the father, which is only a chad derabonon? And therefore, says the Mishneh Berurah, yesh lehachmir. And the Shaar Tzion Sif Cotton Dalet over there says, ubifrat das haramban desvirelei de cotton gora mishe'al chiyuv derabonon, de ein olav chiyuv klal, rak ho'av mechuyov lechanchoi. According to the Ramban, a cotton does not have a chiyuv at all, so therefore, for sure, according to the Ramban, if the cotton ate pachas mikedes viyo, he cannot be moitzi his father, because according to the Ramban, even if the cotton ate kedes viyo, he can't be moitzi his father. It sounds from the Mishneh Berurah that the Mishneh Berurah is not choshish to the Das Ramban in the case of a cotton eating kedes viyo, because the Shulchan Aruch clearly paskin, not like the Ramban, the Shulchan Aruch says that the cotton could be moitzi his father when the cotton ate kedes viyo, and we do not say that the cotton doesn't have any chiyuv on him, but still the Mishneh Berurah is mitzarif, the sheet of the Ramban, in a case where the cotton ate pachos mikedes viyo. Over there we have on one side the sheet of Tosfos that trei derabonon cannot be moitzi chad derabonon, and the Mishneh Berurah and the Shaar Tzion throws in the sheet of the Ramban that according to the Ramban, anyways a cotton can't be moitzi his father, therefore in such a case where the cotton ate pachos mikedes viyo, he shouldn't be moitzi his father in Birkas HaMozoin. Regarding the general chiyuv of chinuch, this halacha that a cotton, when he reaches the age of chinuch, is chayim b'mitzvah from the rabbanon, there's an interesting chakira regarding this halacha in the Igros Moshe Chelek Aleph of Yerideo Simen Reish Chav Dalet. Reb Moshe says that there are two ways of understanding the chiyuv of chinuch. One way of understanding the chiyuv of chinuch in a cotton is simply that the reason why Chazal said that a cotton is chayiv b'mitzvos miderabonon when he reaches the age of chinuch, because when he comes to an age where he understands the mitzvos, the concept of the mitzvos, we want him to get used to doing the mitzvos, and therefore he starts doing the mitzvos and he's chayiv miderabonon to get used to do the mitzvah. But really, he's not really mekayim the mitzvah midarabonon. He's only doing the action which is similar to the mitzvah that he will be mekayim when he will become a gadol. And that is the chiyuv midarabonon, that he should start doing the same pe'ulois, the same maisim of the mitzvah, even though really there is no kiyum of the mitzvah to it. This is one way of understanding. And the other way of understanding the mitzvah of chinuch is that it is true, the reason why Chazal instituted the chiyuv of mitzvos by a cotton is because they wanted him to get used to doing the mitzvos, and when he will become a gadol, he will already be used to doing the mitzvos. But the gather of the chiyuv midrabanon is that now the cotton is mekayim the mitzvos midrabanon. For example, when a cotton is noitel lulav, according to the first shot, he's not really doing any mitzvah, he's not mekayim the mitzvah of lulav. He's only doing the actions which are similar to the mitzvah of netilas lulav that he will be mekayim when he will be a gadol. But according to the second shot of Reb Moshe, the cotton is now mekayim mitzvahs netilas lulav midrabanon. the same way that we have other times that a katan is, that a, even a gadol is mekayim a mitzvah de'rabanan, for example, atilas lulav in the rest of the days of Yom Tov after the first day, so to a katan, every mitzvah that he's mekayim that mitzvah mi de'rabanan. Moshe explains according to this chakira machloikes regarding the mitzvah chinuch of netilas lulav by a katan. The Magen Avraham in Simim Tov Resh Nun Chetziv Katan Ches says that a katan should not be yotze in the first day of Yom Tov with the lulav shaul, since in the first day of Yom Tov we know that one cannot do the mitzvah of netilas lulav with a borrowed lulav. So also the katan, since he's chayev midirabonon midin chinuch to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav, he has to do the mitzvah of netilas lulav with all the halachos, and he cannot be yotze through a sha'ul, a lulav which is sha'ul. He has to have a lulav which belongs to him. On the other hand, the Mishneh Brura, Sifkatan Kafches, writes that some achronim disagree to that, and they say that the mitzvah of chinuch is miskayim even if the katan is using a lulav which is sha'ul. Even though the gadol is not yoytzi deichayva in a lulav which is sha'ul, with a lulav which is sha'ul, the katan is yoytzi deichayva because his chiyuv is only midin chinuch. Rav Moshe explains that the machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the other achronim is based on that chakira. If we say that the chiyuv of chinuch and katan is only to do the actions that are like the mitzvah that he will do later on when he will be a gadol, so here too he was doing the actions of netilas lulav, even though this lulav is shaul, but still he did the same pe'ulois of the mitzvah of netilas lulav. On the other hand, if the chiyuv of chinuch tells us that the katan has to do the same mitzvah, he has now a chiyuv derabanan to do the mitzvah that the gadol does, so he has to do the same exact mitzvah with all the tnaim of the mitzvah, and since the gadol cannot be yotze with the lulav which is shaul, the katan also cannot be yotze with the lulav which is shaul. The Gemara in Amud Beis, Lamed Ches Amud Beis, describes the way they used to say the halal in the times of Rava. The Gemara says, Hu oimer ono Hashem hoishiyono, the Chaz and the Shliach Tzibur used to say ono Hashem hoishiyono, vehen oimrim ono Hashem hoishiyono, the Kohal used to repeat after the Chazan. And then the Gemara continues and says, Hu oimer ono Hashem hatzlichono, vehen oimrim ono Hashem hatzlichono, and this is similar to the way we say the Halal nowadays, and the first we say twice, ono Hashem hoishiyono, and only after that we continue with saying, ono Hashem hatzlichono. Toisves Dibur Matchil Hu Oimer asks Akasha. The Gemara in Megillah Daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph says, Kol posuk sheloi psokoi Moshe anon loi paskinan. The halacha in that Gemara is that a person, that we are not allowed to divide psukim in a way which they are not divided in the Torah. The Torah was given to Moshe, and Moshe handed the Torah to Klal Yisrael with a specific division between the psukim. Every posuk ends off in a soif posuk, and we are not allowed to divide them differently. And the Gemara over there says that one is not allowed to read out loud a pasuk, half of a pasuk, because by doing so, he is dividing the pasuk in a different way than it is divided in the Torah. Therefore, asks Tosfos, how could we say in the Halel, Ono Hashem Oishiyono, and then only later continue with Ono Hashem Atzlichono? By doing so, we are dividing a full pasuk of On Hashem Oishiyono, On Hashem Atzlichono into two parts, and this is dividing a pasuk differently than it is divided in the Torah. Tosfos answers, Hocheshani she'amaruhu shnei bnei adam kede'ise be'arvei psochim. The Gemara in Arvei Psochim in Daf Kuf Yutes Amud Alef explains that this pasuk of On Hashem Hoishiyono, On Hashem Atzlichono was said at the time that David HaMelech was Nimshach to become a Melech over Klal Yisrael. And the first part of the pasuk, On Hashem Hoishiyono, was said by David's brothers, the brothers who were present at the time of the Meshicha when he was Nimshach, LeMelech by Shmuel HaNavi. They daven to Hashem, On Hashem Hoishiyono, and Rashi explains that they daven that Hashem should save them from the enemies through the hands of David. And David ended the pasuk, and he said the end of the pasuk, Ono Hashem Hatzlichono. And David davened that Hashem should help him in his malchus, and he should be successful b'malchusoy. Therefore, says Tosis, even though we are now dividing a pasuk differently than it is divided in the Torah. The pasuk in Tehillim is a full pasuk, Ana Hashem Yishiyona, Ana Hashem Etzlichona. Nevertheless, since really this pasuk is comprised of two parts, and the first part was said by David's brothers, and only the second part was said by David HaMelech himself, therefore it is mutter to divide the pasuk, even though really it is one long pasuk, it could be divided in the middle. This halacha that one is not allowed to divide psukim differently than they are divided in the Torah seems to be contradicted from a few minhagim that Klal Yisrael has, and we will mention a few of them. In Kiddush on Friday night, we say Yom Hashishi VaYechul Hashemayim VaHaaretz VeChol Tzavam. Some have the minhag to add VaYihi'er VaYihivoyker Yom Hashishi, but even that does not help. The pasuk doesn't start from the words VaYihi'er VaYihivoyker Yom Hashishi. The pasuk really starts with the words VaYare Elohim Eskol Asher Osa. Vehine toiv me'oid, and we start the pasuk only from the words vayhi erev vayhi voiker, and therefore it seems like we are dividing the pasuk differently than the division of the psukim that we got from Moshe Rabbeinu. This is one case. Another case is in the kiddush of the day. There's a minhag, many people start the kiddush, especially when they are in a rush, they don't want to say the whole nusach of the kiddush, and they say the pasuk Al kein beirach Hashem esim haShabbos vayikadosheyu. This pasuk also is not the way the pasuk really starts in the Torah. The pasuk in the Torah starts in Parshas Yisroi, ki sheish es yomim osa Hashem es haShemayim ves haOretz, and we start in the middle of the pasuk from the words Al kein beirach Hashem esim haShabbos vayikadosheyu. And also over there, it seems not to follow the halacha that Tosis mentioned, that one is not allowed to divide and recite psukim not the way they were divided in the Torah. Another place that we find that we are saying psukim not the way they are said, that they are written in the Torah, is in Kiddush Levona. We say Tipoil Aleihem Imosav Fachad Bigdoyel Zoriacho Idmu Ka'oven, and we do not continue till the end of the pasuk. The end of the pasuk over there in the Shira Sayom and Parshas B'Shalach is Ad Yavor Amcha Hashem, Ad Yavor Am Zukoniso, and we stop only after the words Yidmu Ka'oven. We do not continue and complete the pasuk. That also seems to be against the halacha that one is not allowed to divide a pasuk differently than it is divided in the Torah. One is not allowed to say only part of the pasuk without completing the full pasuk. One more case that we find that it seems like we do not follow this halacha, this iser to say only part of the pasuk, is in the halachos of slichos. The halacha is that if one says slichos biyechidus and not in the minyan, when he comes to the yud gimel midas shen rachamim, he's supposed to say them benigun ubitaimim. And in the nusach of the slichos, we say the 13 midas shen rachamim up to the word vechata'a venake, and we do not continue until the end of the pasuk, v'nakei lo yenakei po'iked ovoin, avoin ovois al bonim, v'al b'nei vonim, al shileishim v'al ribeim. And also over there, the shaila is, how are we allowed to say only half of the pasuk? Tosis already showed us that the Gemara in Megillah teaches us that one is not allowed to say only half of a pasuk. We have to say only full psukim, the way they were divided by Moshe Rabbeinu. So lemaisa, we found four places that the minhag is not to follow this iser, not to divide psukim into two. The first case was in Kiddush of Friday night. We say vayihi'er vayivoyker yom hashishi, and that is starting the pasuk in the middle. Also in the Kiddush of the day, we say al kein berech Hashem esim haShabbos vayikadosheyu. And also in Kiddush Levana, we finish the pasuk of Tipol aleihem imosav fachad in the words yidmu ka'oven, and we do not continue weiter. And in the Yud Gimel Midas Sharachamim in Slichos, we do not finish the pasuk, we only say until Venake. The Achronim discuss all those cases, and we find a few different terutzim. The Chayei Adam and Nishmas Adam Klal Hei Simin Beis says that this iser to read a half of a pasuk without finishing the pasuk completely is only an iser when a person is koyre batoyra, but when one is not koyre batoyra, he's only saying something derech tfila, he could say even half of a pasuk or even less than a half. Since he is not koyre batoyra, there is no problem of reading half of the pasuk. The Magen Avraham in Ora Chaim Simen Tov Chof Beis Sif Katan Ches says in the name of the Kolboy that only in the Torah there is an Isser to divide psukim different than they are divided already in the Torah. But in the Nach, in the Nevim, in the Ksuvim, there is no Isser to say half of a pasuk, and one does not have to complete the full pasuk. And according to the Kolboy, says the Magen Avraham, we could answer Tosis's Kasha from the reason why we divide over there the pasuk into two parts is because this is not a pasuk in the Torah, this is only a pasuk in the Ksuvim, and therefore we could divide it into two. The Chasam Sofer in Tshuvos Ora Chaim Simen Yud says an interesting chiddush, and he quotes other sources that say the same idea, that even though the halacha is that one is not supposed to divide a pasuk differently than it was divided beforehand, if there is an esnachta, which is the ta'am that divides the pasuk into two, since the pisuk taimim are halacha l'moishim sinai, the taimim that we have on the Torah are, we have them from halacha l'moishim sinai, so when the pasuk has an esnachta in the pasuk, that already shows us that this pasuk could be divided where the esnachta is mentioned, where the esnachta is on the word in the middle of the pasuk. Therefore, one could divide the pasuk up until there is the esnachta, and he does not have to finish. And says the Chasam Sofer that gives us a teretz on the questions that we had from Kiddush and Kiddush Levana, because in those cases, even though we don't see a full pasuk, but we divide the pasuk where there is a esnachta, and that is a heter. The Tshuvos Yabia Omer Rav Avadi Yosef Zatzal writes an interesting teretz about the shaila that we said about the Yudgimel Midois. How could we say in the Slichos the Yudgimel Midois, and we finish them by saying v'chato avinake, and we did not finish all the way till the end? Rav Avadeh says in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld in the Tshuvos Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld Simen Yud Ches, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says, Rosh Hashanah Dav Zayin Amud Beis, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he said those Yud Gimel Midois Shel Rachamim to Moshe Rabbeinu, Melamed Shenis'atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu Keshliach Tzibur Vehero LeMoshe Seder Tfila. The Gemara teaches us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed and taught these 13 Midos Shel Rachamim to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he told Moshe Rabbeinu that whenever Klal Yisrael will be in a tzara, they should also use those 13 Midos Shel Rachamim. Says Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld, so even though in the Psukim of the Torah, the Pasuk continues after the 13 Midos Shel Rachamim, after the word Vinakeh, but since HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught Moshe Rabbeinu the 13 Midos by themselves separately, we consider that as if it is a full Pasuk, and even though the way they're written in the Torah, the Pasuk finishes only a few words later, but the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu heard the 13 Midos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu was only the 13 Midos by themselves, therefore we are allowed to say the 13 Midos, and we do not have to finish the pasuk until the end. Regarding the kiddush on Friday night, that we start the kiddush with the words vayhi erev vayhi voker, which is not in the beginning of the pasuk, the Chasam Sofer in the same Tshuva in Ora Chaim Simen Yud explains that really the kiddush was supposed to start from the words yom hashishi vayechulu hashemayim. The Rashi Tevus of yom hashishi vayechulu hashemayim is yud kei vav kei, as the Rama mentions that this is the reason why we start the Kiddush standing up. Says the Chasam Sofer that the reason why the Kiddush does not really start with the words Yom HaShishi Vayechulu HaShemayim, because Yom HaShishi is in the middle of an inyan. Therefore, they added to the Nusach a few more words from the Pasuk, and they started the Nusach from Vayhi Erev Vayhi Voiker Yom HaShishi. But the real beginning of the Kiddush was supposed to be from Yom HaShishi. And says the Chasam Sefer, the reason why they did not start the pasuk from the beginning, because that pasuk starts with the word Vayar Elohim es kol asher osa vehine toiv me'oid. And the Chasam Sefer brings a famous Droshas Chazal, vehine toiv me'oid ze hamoves. The death, the pasuk is miramez to the death. Therefore, the ones who were misaken, the nusach of the Kiddush, did not want to be misaken to start the pasuk from the beginning, since that pasuk is miramez to hamoves, and they did not want to be miramez to the moves on Shabbos. So we found a few exceptions to this rule that one does not have to, that is not allowed to say half of a pasuk. We saw the Chayi Adam says that this is only if he does it derech kriya b'Torah, but if he does it in the way of davening, there is no problem. We saw the Chasam Sefer that says that if there is an esnachta in the middle of the pasuk, one could say the pasuk up until the esnachta. We saw a nice far in the name of Rabbi Yosef Chaim Zonnenfeld that in the Yudgimel Midas Shel Rachmim they are considered a full pasuk even though they're not written in the Torah that way, because this is the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu taught the Yudgimel Midas to Moshe Rabbeinu. And finally we saw that the reason why in Kiddush we do not start from the beginning of the pasuk of Vayara Lekim Eskol Asher Osa V'nei Toiv Me'oid, because this is Merames to the Moves. Rashi in Dibur HaMatchil Hu Oimer Baruch Haba brings a famous psak in the name of the Behag. The Behag says that if someone was in the middle of davening Shmoneh Esrei and he hears that the Shliach Tzibur is saying Kaddish Yehei Shmei Rabba or Kedusha, he has to remain silent and listen b'kavono, and this will be considered as if he himself said Kedusha based on the halacha of Shmei Ke'oine. And after the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Kedusha or the Yehei Shmei Rabba, he goes back to his davening and he continues davening. Tosfos brings this psak of Rashi, and Tosfos asks that this seems to be contradicted from the Gemara Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara says that if someone came late to davening, if he could start davening and finish before the Shliach Tzibur will get to Kedusha, he should start davening. But if he doesn't have enough time to finish davening before the Shliach Tzibur will get to Kedusha, he should wait and he should start davening only after the Shliach Tzibur finishes the Chazar Sashatz, or at least Kedusha. And Tosfos asks, according to the psak of the Behag that Rashi brought, why does that person have to wait? Let him start Shmoneh Esrei, right? And when the Shliach Tzibur will come to Kedusha, he will say, he will remain silent, and he will be Yoytzi Yedei Chayva through listening to the Kedusha, because Shemei HaKe'oine. So that's a Shaila on Rashi's Shita. The Maaseh Tosfos in Brachos Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis writes that Rabbeinu Tam and Ri are Choylek and Rashi, and they say that one should not remain silent. Meikar Adin, one should not remain silent when he hears the Shliach Tzibur get to Kedusha, because if Shemea Ke'oine, it is considered as if the Mispalel actually said Kedusha, and that is a Hefsek. So Lemaise, if he comes to a place where he hears the Shliach Tzibur saying Kaddish or Kedusha, he should continue davening. But Tosfos ends off and says that even though this should be the halacha me'ikar adin, but mikol makoim nohagu lishtoik v'godoil haminog. Rabbeinu Tam and Ri acknowledged the fact that the minog was that people remain silent when they are in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and they hear Kaddish Kedusha, but they say me'ikar adin, there's a problem of hefsek in that minhag, but nevertheless one should continue following the minhag. So this is a machloikis between Rashi on one side that holds that by stopping and listening to the Kaddish and Kedusha, you have the benefit of being Yoytzei Yedei Chayvas Kaddish and Kedusha mitzad Shemei Ke'oine, and there's no problem of a hefsek. And on the other hand, Rabbeinu Tam and Ri hold that there is a problem of hefsek, because if we say Shemei Ke'oine, this is considered as if you said Kedusha, and therefore this is a hefsek in Shmoneh Esrei. Many Achronim explain that this machloikis that between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, that they argue whether if a person stops in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei and he listens to Kedusha and he wants to be Yoytzei Yedei Chayva Medin Shemei HaKe'oine, is this considered a hefsek or not? This really depends on the Chakira. What is Shemei HaKo'ine? How does Shemei HaKo'ine work? One tzad to explain Shemei HaKo'ine is that Shemei is like an Oine, halachically speaking. The same way the Oine, the person who is reading out loud, this Kriya is Yoytze Deichoivo, so too Shemei is like an Oine. And since the Oine is Yoytze Deichoivo, the Shemei is like an Oine, halachically speaking, he's Yoytze Deichoivo, like the person who is reading it out loud. Another way of understanding Shemei HaKo'ine is that the din of Shemei HaKo'ine tells us that a Shemei is as if he really physically read the Kriya with his own mouth. Even though the Maaseh he didn't do so, he only was a Shemei. Since he was Mechaven to be Yoytze Deichoivo, it is considered as if he himself did the Kriya by himself. Not only, halachically speaking, he was Yoytze Deichoivo, there's even an added chiddush that Shemei is like an Oine, it is considered that he did the Kriya by himself. Rashi understands Shemei HaKo'ine like the first trap that we said, that Shemei does only has the halacha like an Oine. The same way the person who is an Oine, he's reading the Kriya out loud as Yoytze Deichoivo, so too someone who listens to the Kriya and wants to be Yoytze Deichoivo is also Yoytze Deichoivo. But it is not considered as if he really said the Kriya by himself, he's only Yoytze, he has the results of someone who would be doing the Kriya by himself. Therefore, says Rashi, if one is only remaining silent in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, and he's Yoytze Deichoivo, the Kedusha of the Baal Tefillah, of the Shliach Tzibur, there's no problem of an Hefsek, because even though he was Yoytze Deichoivo of Kedusha, he did not say out loud even one single word. Therefore, there's no problem of Hefsek. On the other hand, Tosfos holds that Shemei HaKo'ine means that a Shemei is considered as if he mamish said the words out loud. That is the chiddush of the halacha of Shemei HaKo'ine. Therefore, says Tosfos Seir Ben Tam Ri, if one will be listening to Kedusha in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei and he will want to be Yoytze with the halacha of Shemei HaKo'ine, that will be an hefsek, because Shemei HaKo'ine teaches us that it is considered as if he said the words by himself out loud. And obviously, if one says a few words in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, this is an hefsek. So according to Rashi, Shemei HaKo'ine is only that Shemei has a din of an oine, but it's not really like he said the words. According to Tosfos, according to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, Shemei is mamish like an oine. We consider it, regarding to all halachas, as if he really said out the words, and therefore this is considered a hefsek. In the Achronim, we find a few nafkeminis in this Chakira, whether Shemei HaKo'ine is only that Shemei is Yoytze Deichoivo like an Oine, or the Shemei is considered as if he really said the words. The Tzlach over there in Brochas Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis says that the nafkemini would be if someone is misupok if he said a bracha. We know that the halacha is that Safik bracha is lehokel. And if one is misupok regarding a bracha, whether he said that bracha or not, he's not supposed to say the bracha again. But the Tzlach says that he has a different Eitza. He could be Yoytze Yedei Chayvar from someone else who is saying that bracha. Says the Tzlach that this Eitza depends on the Chakir that we just mentioned. What is the meaning of Shemei HaKo'ine? If we say that Shemei HaKo'ine means that he is only Yoytze like an Oine, it is as if he read it himself, but only clapping the fact that he's Yoytze Deichoivo, but we don't consider him really that he said the words out loud. Therefore, that's a great Eitza, he could listen to the bracha from someone else, and he will be Yoytze Deichoivo from that person on the tzad that he did not say the bracha, since he's misupok whether he said the bracha or not. But says the Tzlach, according to the other tzad, according to the way we understood in Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, that Shemei HaKo'ine is that we consider him as if he really says the words out loud. This is the halacha of Shemei HaKo'ine. Therefore, he won't be allowed to listen to the bracha from somebody else and be yoytze deichoivo from that person. Because on the tzad that he really did say the bracha, which he's misupok whether he said or not, on the tzad that he did say that bracha, and now he listens to the person who is moytze deichoivo, and the halacha is that Shemei HaKo'ine, it is as if he says the bracha again, so that will be considered a bracha levatola, and he will be over on loisisa shem Hashem alaykecho lashav. So this is one of kimine that the Tzlach says, whether a person could actually be yoytze deichoivo from a different person when he himself is misupok whether he said a bracha or not. La halacha the Magen Avraham in Kufa in Dalet Sifkot Tesvav says that one could listen from a friend, could listen to a bracha from a friend when he's misupak, whether he was yoytzei the yichayv or not, this eitza does work. Rav Kiv Eiger on the Gilyon Shulchan Aruch in Simen Kuvdalet Seif Vav, he says that even according to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, there's a different eitza that one could do. Someone who's misupak, whether he was mevarech, he said the bracha or not, even though according to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, he's not allowed to listen to someone else who's saying the bracha, since we explained that according to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, Shemei Kohen means that he's as if he's saying the bracha out loud, and he will be over on Loisisa Shem Hashem Elokech Lashav. Says Rabbi Kivager, he has a different eitzah. He could say to that person, I want to be yotze from your bracha only al tnai that the truth is that I didn't say my bracha, only then I want to be yotze from your bracha. But if the truth is that I was already yotze my bracha, I said the bracha myself, so then I don't want to be yotze from your bracha, and that tnai will help him, even according to Rabbi Natan and Ri, that Shemei Ke'oina is considered as if he said the words out loud, but in this case there is no chashash of Loisisa Shem Hashem Elokecha Lashov, since if the matter of fact is that he already said the bracha, he said a tnai that he doesn't want to be yoytze from the person who is moytze him, and in that way he could avoid the problem of bracha levatola. Another interesting nafkamina in that chakira, whether Shemei Ke'oina means that one is only yoytze the yichayva the kriya, or it is as if he did the kriya by himself, it is as if he said the words by himself. Another nafkamina is found in the Tshuvas Ho'elef Lecha Shloimoi from Reb Shloimeh Kluger in Oir HaChaim Simen Lamed Hei. And he says that according to the Mechaber, the Paskins in Oir HaChaim Simen Mem Zayin Seif Dalet, that HaMehare B'divrei Torah Ein Yitzorich Levarech Birkos HaTorah, if someone is only thinking in learning, he does not have to say Birkos HaTorah before thinking and learning, because only when one speaks out the words of the Torah, he has to say the Birkos HaTorah beforehand. Says Reb Shlomo Kluger, the question would be, what if someone is not only thinking and learning, he's hearing a shir from somebody else, or he's hearing someone else saying a Dvar Torah, and in that case, the halacha is the Shemei Ke'oine. Does he have to say Birkos HaTorah before he listens to that other person saying the Dvar Torah? And says Reb Shlomo Kluger, this also depends on this chakira. If we say that Shemei Ke'oine means that Shemei is only Yoytzei Deichoiva like an Oine, so here too, even though he's like an Oine, but the fact is that he didn't say the words out loud, so it is not more than a hearer. So of course he was Yoytzei Deichoiva of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, but it's not more than a hearer, since he didn't say the words out loud, he did not speak them out, therefore he does not have to say Birkos HaTorah. But if Shemei Ke'oina means that it is considered as if he said the words by himself, so he would have to say Birkos HaTorah, because this is not anymore just an hearer, this is considered like a real dibur because of the halacha of Shemei Ke'oina, so this would be another nafkamina in the chakira of the definition of Shemei Ke'oina. The Reb Moshe Sternbuch in Tshuvas V'Anogos Chelek Hei Simen Yutes writes in the name of the Shari Tshuva in Simen Mem Zayin Sifkotan Beis or Yechaim Mem Zayin Sifkotan Beis that Lahalocha he paskins that if one is Shemea Divrei Torah Mechaveiroi, if one hears Divrei Torah from his friend, Tzorich Levarech, he has to be to say the Birkos HaTorah before listening to Divrei Torah, because Shemei Ke'oine is more than just hearer. And the Moshe Sternbuch asks, how could we apply the halacha of Shemei Ke'oine in this case? The halacha of Shemei Ke'oine is only when one is mechuyav in a specific kriya. For example, one is mechuyav in kriya Shema, or one is mechuyav in the kriya of Mechiyas Amalek, then we say that he could be yoytze that specific chiyuv through listening to somebody else. But in a case when there is no real chiyuv, of course there's the general chiyuv of Talmud Torah, of Vehogisa Boyom and Velaylo, but this specific Dvar Torah that he's listening to right now, he does not have any chiyuv to listen to that specific Dvar Torah. Says Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in that case, the klal of Shemei Ke'oine does not apply. Shemei Ke'oine does not mean that anything a person hears, it is as if he said it. Only when one has a chiyuv to say something out loud, we say that if he's mechaven to be yoytze from somebody else, he's yoytze. But in this case, where he doesn't have a chiyuv specifically to listen to this Vartaira, Reb Moshe Shterbuch says it doesn't make sense that we will apply the rule of Shemea Ke'ayne. So the bottom line is that Reb Moshe Shterbuch holds that here, even according to Rabbeinu Tam and Reed, that usually Shemea Ke'ayne is really like Dibur Mamish. Nevertheless, in this case, if one listens to a Dvar Torah from somebody else, he is not Chayv in Birkas HaTorah, because we don't apply the rule of Shemea Ke'ayne in the case of just learning Torah. I found the exact opposite Svara in Rav Avadi Yosef in Yabia Oimer Chelek Dalet Oirechaim Simin Dalet, and he says the exact opposite. That could be that even according to Rashi, that holds that in the case of a person who is davening Shmei Neser, one could remain silent and listen to the Kedusha and he will be Yotze and there's no problem of an Hefsek, still, we could say that in the case of Divrei Torah, if one is listening to someone else who's saying a Dvar Torah, this will be considered as if he is learning Bedibur. And Rav Avadeh explains that the reason, we could say that the reason why Rashi was not choshesh for a hefsek in a case where one is davening Shmoy Nesre, that is because we have a klal that Machshava Toivo HaKadosh Baruch Hu Metzarfo Lemaiseh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers a machshava toiva, if one thinks of doing a mitzvah, it is considered as if he did it. U'machshava ra ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfo lemaise. Therefore, says Rav Avadeh Yosef, in this case, when the person is davening Shmei Nesra, he stops and he's listening to the Kedusha. So on one hand, he's yoytze de yichoyva the Kedusha midin shemea ke'oine, because machshava toiva HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfo lemaise. On the other hand, it is not considered a hefsek, even though he is thinking now about the Kaddish and the Kedusha, because klapi that, this will be considered a machshava ra'o. He does not want to be mafsik in the middle of his Shmei Nesre, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not mitzarif his machshava lemaise, and klapi the hefsek, we considered it as if he did not have a machshava at all. Says Rav Avadeh Yosef Zatzal, this is only when we talk about the case of a person who is in the middle of Shmei Nesre. But in the case of Reb Shlomo Kluger, when we're talking about someone who is learning Torah, who is listening to someone else who is saying a Dvar Torah, in this case, there's only Toiva over here. This is only a Machshava Toiva, and obviously he wants to be Yoytzei Deichoivas, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So therefore, in this case, Rashi would also agree that we consider the Machshava as if he himself is really speaking, as if there's a true Dibur over here, and therefore he will have to say Birkos HaTorah before listening to the other person saying the Dvar Torah. So it comes out that Rav Shlomo Kluger understood that the question whether one has to say a Birkos HaTorah before listening to Dvar Torah really depends on the Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, that according to Rashi, the Shemea Ke'oine is not really like a Dibur. He won't have to say Birkos HaTorah, and according to Rabbeinu Tam and Ri, he will have to say Birkos HaTorah since it is considered as if he really is saying a Dvar Torah. Rav Moshe Shternbuch said that the whole concept of Shemea Ke'oine does not apply over here in the case of learning Torah, only in a case where one is mechuyov to say something. He has a chiyuv kriya, then he could be Yotze b'Shemea Ke'oine. And Rav Avadeh Yosef said the exact opposite. He said maybe even Rashi will agree in the case of learning Torah, that here, since it's only a machshava toiva of learning Torah, Rashi will also agree that this is considered a real true dibur. Only in the case of a person who's davening Shmei Nesra held Rashi that klapit hefsek, there's no chashash, because machshava ro in HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarfo lemaise. In the Sefer Birkas Avram from Rabbi Avram Erlanger Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, he writes that even Rabbi Nutam and Ri that said that one is not allowed to stop in the middle of Shmei Nesra and listen to Kaddish Kedusha because there's a problem of hefsek, this is not because they hold that Shemea Ke'oine is mamish as if he's saying it out loud. He says this is too much of a chiddush. We don't find that Shemea Ke'oine is really as if the person really was saying the Amira out loud. It is poshut that Shemea Ke'oine is only that he's yoytzei deichoivo like an oine, but it is not considered as he really said the words out loud. Rabbi Avraham Erlanger explains that the reason why Rabbi Tam and Ri held that there's a problem of an hefsek by being Yoytzei Deichoivas Kedusha in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei is not because that it is considered that he's reading it out loud. It is only because Lemaise he is being Yoytzei Deichoiva of a mitzvah in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. in the middle of Shemini Esrei, he's mekayim the mitzvah of Kaddish or the mitzvah of Kedusha, and that the fact that he was yoytze yedei choyva, a mitzvah in the middle of Shemini Esrei, that is the hefsek. Not because it is considered as if he read out loud. And the Birkas Avraham says a big nafkimini. He says that according to Rabbi Tam and Ri, the same halacha will apply to someone who was mekayim a different mitzvah that doesn't involve any amira at all in the middle of Shemini Esrei. For example, a person in the middle of Shemini Esrei for some reason wants to be mekayim the mitzvah of Netilas Lulav. According to Rabbi Tam and Ri, he cannot do so because the fact that he is mekayim a mitzvah, he is yoytze yedei choyva of a mitzvah, that by itself divides the two parts of his Shemini Esrei. It is an hefsek in the middle of his Shemini Esrei, and one is not allowed to do so. So it comes out that according to this pshat, we don't find any of the Rishonim that hold that Shemeh Ke'oineh is really as if he mamish said out the words, because even Rabbi Tam and Ri have a different svara to them. The reason is because he was mekayim a mitzvah in the middle of Shemini Esrei. That is why it is considered a hefsek, and not because it is considered as a real amira and aniya. Just to mention the psak halacha in this specific question, in the case when a person is davening Shemini Esrei and he hears that the shliach tzibur is reaching kedusha or kaddish, the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Kuf Dalet Sif Zayin says, Einoi poisek loy lekadish veloy lekdusha elo yishtoik veyichave lema sheomer shliach tzibur veyehei keoine. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rashi that one could stop and remain silent and listen carefully to the kedusha of the shliach tzibur and he will be yoytze mitzad shemeh keoine and there is no chashash of hefsek. The Mishneh Berurah over there says that in the case of Kaddish, when he listens to Amen Yehei Shmei Rabbah, he should remain silent until the Shliach Tzibur came to the word Yisborach. The Yigros Moshe in Orach Chaim Chelek Dalet Siman Chof Alef writes that also this halacha applies also to Birkas Kohanim. When the Shliach Tzibur comes and reaches Birkas Kohanim, if one is still in Shmoy Nesrei, he should remain silent the whole time of Birkas Kohanim. The Aruch HaShulchan in Seif Yud Gimel adds that also in Baruchu one should remain silent until after the Kohal reaches the words Le'olam Vaed. The Kaf HaChaim on the other hand writes in Seif Kotel Lamed Vav that if one was already Yoytze the Choyvas Kaddish and Kedusha, for example one already heard Kaddish and Kedusha before he davened from a different minyan and now he's in the middle of Shmei Nesrei and he hears another Kaddish Kedusha, and he feels that if he will stop in the middle of Shemini Esrei, that will disturb his Kavana. He does not have to stop, and he could continue on with his Shemini Esrei, since he was already Yoytze Yedei Choyva of Kaddish Kedusha beforehand. Reb Moshe Sternbuch, in Moyadim Uzmanim, Chelek Aleph, Simen Tzadik Gimel, in the Ha'ora Aleph, on the bottom of the page, asks an interesting question on this halacha. Why does one have to stop in the middle of Shemini Esrei just because he sees or he listens and he realizes that the Baal Tefillah, the Shliach Tzibur, is reaching Kedusha? We know that there's a klal ha'oisek b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. And this person is right now oisek b'mitzvah Shemini Esrei, b'mitzvah Tefillah, so he should be potter from any other mitzvah. Rav Moshe Sternbuch says two terutzim to this kasha. One terutz, he says, that this is all part of one big mitzvah. This is all part of the mitzvah of tefillah, of the shvach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it is true that right now he is meshabach HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the way of Shemini Esrei, but the mitzvah of Kaddish HaKadosh is all part of the same mitzvah, and in that case we don't say ha'oisik b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah when it's all two parts of the same exact mitzvah. Another teretz of Moshe Sternbuch says that here, if he will continue on with his Shemini Esrei and he will not stop for Kaddish and Kedusha, this will be considered like an Isur, because it is as if he's ignoring the Kedusha that the Kohal is saying. And therefore in a case where continuing one's mitzvah will be involving an Isur, there we don't say the halacha of ha'oisik b'mitzvah potur min ha'mitzvah, and he has to avoid doing that Isur, and therefore he has to stop to remain silent to be yoytze yedei choyva the Kedusha and the Kaddish that the Tzibur are saying. Since we're at the Indian of Shemeh Ke'oineh, it is appropriate to mention the famous Chiddush of the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi Ala Torah, at the end, he has a few chidushim on different inyanim. And one of them is about Chemea Ke'oine. And the Beis Halevi says that he heard from a Chacham Echad that said that in Birkas Kohanim, one Kohen could be mighty all the other Kohanim midin Chemea Ke'oine. He will say the bracha of Birkas Kohanim, and all the other Kohanim will just listen. And they could be Yaitzei Dechayva since there is an halacha of Shemea Ke'oine. The Beis Halevi disagrees with that Chacham Echad. And he says that Shemea Ke'oine is only in a case where the only thing which is needed is just an Amira Be'alma. When one only needs to do an Amira or Kriya, then we say that it is enough if he listens to someone else and he could be Yaitzei Dechayva. But in the case of Birkas Kohanim, there's a special halacha that the Kohen has to read out the brachos bekoil rom ke'odam ha'oimer lachaveiroi. And the point is that the Klal Yisrael which are listening to the bracha of the Kohen have to listen to the words. Therefore, says the Beis Halevi, since there is an added halacha in the Birkas Kohanim that the Kohen has to say it bekoil rom, Shemea Ke'oine will not help, because Shemea Ke'oine will only tell us that it is considered as if the Kohen said it himself. But it won't tell us that it is considered as if the Oilam, the people who are listening to the Birkas Kohanim, heard it from him. It is only considered as if he was Oine. But he cannot be Yoitzi the Choyva, the Koil Rom, this added halacha of Koil Rom, that the Birkas Kohanim has to be heard from his mouth to the Tzibor, that he cannot be Yoitzi the Choyva, through the halacha of Shemea Ke'oine, because Shemea Ke'oine only tells me that it is as if he said it out loud, but not it is as if he said it to somebody else. And since it's Birkas Kohanim, the halacha requires that the Kohen will say it to the Tzibor, he cannot be Yoitzei Dechayva midin Shemea Ke'oine. There's another famous chidush that is brought down in a few places in the name of the Rogachover, in the name of the Tzofras Paneach. And he wanted to explain the famous minug on Megillas Esther, and the Kriya of Megillas Esther, that when the Baal Koyre reaches the Aseres B'nei Haman, the Tzibur reads the Aseres B'nei Haman by themselves, and only after that, the Baal Koyre repeats the Aseres B'nei Haman in his Kriya. And the Rogachover explains that this is also based on the definition of the halacha of Shemea Ke'oine. Since there's a special halacha in the Kriya of Aseres B'nei Haman that they all have to be B'neshimo Achas, therefore, the Tzibur cannot be Yoitzei Dechayva in the Kriya of the Aseres B'nei Haman from the Baal Koyre. Because over here, they have to be Yoitzei not only in the Kriya itself, also they have to be Yoitzei in the added halacha of Neshimo Achas. So says the Rogachover, Shemea Ke'oine only helps for a Kriya by itself, but when there is an added prat in the halacha of the kriya, and in this case there is an added halacha that the kriya has to be b'neshima achas, that neshima achas cannot go to the tzibur through the halacha of Shemea Ke'oine, and they have to do the neshima achas by themselves, because Shemea Ke'oine only tells us that it is as if they read it by themselves, but it is not enough to read over here, they have to read the neshima achas, and Shemea Ke'oine will not help for that Neshima Achas. Therefore, the minhag is that every person reads it for himself, B'Neshima Achas.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.